Now, if I could have all the graduates please rise. And you need to take your tassel and switch sides here.
As Principal Toby Wiedenmeyer congratulates the purple and silver clad graduates on a warm Friday evening, the crowded auditorium erupts with applause and cheers from friends, family, and faculty. One graduate, David Cordova, says the path to graduation hasn't always been easy.
It means a lot. Now that I started seeing that people started believing me, I felt more like I could do more. It makes me want to move forward and just be known as a good person and an ambitious person.
Many students come to the school with credit deficiencies and have had trouble getting by in traditional classrooms. Rain Shadow has helped many of them get on track, but when the school's lower-than-average graduation rate and money concerns came into play, the school board had to decide if it would prematurely close the campus down back in January. Ultimately, the board agreed to let them finish out the school year. According to Chief School Performance Officer Paul LaMarca, there could have been devastating consequences if Rain Shadow had closed.
Class sizes in our traditional schools are not necessarily, you know, huge, but just the sheer number of kids that are within a building can be daunting for some students.
That was the case for 17-year-old Michonne Rowley.
When I started here, I was horribly shy and like could not stand up and talk in front of anybody. And I actually have an anxiety disorder, so that makes school really difficult.
Michonne, a National Honor Society member with a passion for the arts and business, overcame her shyness to become class valedictorian.
Just to be up here and to have shown myself that I'm capable of anything means a lot. And the teachers who helped me through that, I know it means a lot to them because they've seen where I started out at and they know where I am now.
For Michonne's mom, Donna, faith in the program and staff helped her through the more turbulent days.
I had to tell myself as much as her that we were doing the best we could, that everybody was doing the best we could, and that we had to believe that it was going to work. And it did.
Donna says Michonne learned to stand up for herself and speak up for her beliefs during her time at Rain Shadow.
I'm really, really proud of my daughter. She started out a very shy young lady, and she has grown into such a wonderful woman.
Michonne seems to have the near future figured out with plans to attend the University of Nevada, Reno, and eventually become a special effects artist for horror films. For Rain Shadow, time will bring many changes. Principal Wiedenmeyer says the school plans to rebrand itself and leave its scarred image behind.
So we are very fortunate. A lot of things happened after the January meeting. A lot of wonderful relationships were built. The first is that we built a relationship with the Boys and Girls Club, which is going to actually allow us to relocate into one of their facilities.
Wiedenmeyer and her staff were also able to partner with foundations that have agreed to handle employee pay for July and August, as well as other fees. The school also plans to call itself Encompass Academy. The rebranding efforts will create a new identity for Rain Shadow, but Wiedenmeyer says one thing won't change.
I think the biggest thing that always comes up when anybody's asked is it's a family. We work hard to maintain that. We recognize that sometimes we may fight, but that we got to work it out.
This graduation marks 6 years for Rain Shadow, but for Wiedenmeyer, it also marks a fresh start. Marcus Laverne, Reno Public Radio News.